thousands of Nevadans living in rural communities and underserved areas have limited access to health care. The remoteness can also make it difficult for primary care providers treating people with opioid use disorders. Reno Public Radio's On Gray reports that teleconferencing could help bridge that gap.
About 10 specialists in Reno have gathered to provide mentorship to primary care providers. What's different here is that those providers are scattered across the state, and they're communicating via teleconference. Those specialists include psychiatrists, social workers, and pharmacists. Donica Pierce is a licensed social worker based at Northern Nevada Hopes, a community health center based in Reno. She's sharing her expertise about medication-assisted treatment for opioids, which combines behavioral therapy with medication.
We need to also understand that substance use, abuse, and dependence is really complex. And there's a continuum of behavior. So we've got people on one end who are completely abstinent or have, you know, non-problematic substance use, occasional moderate substance use, to people who are in a full-blown addiction, who are unable to manage their lives in complete chaos.
Participants are part of the Project ECHO program run by the University of Nevada Reno School of Medicine. Christopher Marchand is the program director. He refers to the work as telementoring, explaining that primary care providers can learn about best practices. Access to specialists can be hard to come by since there's a provider shortage.
What really makes it valuable for everybody is the ability for a remote rural primary care provider to present a case during the clinic, which the urban specialist who's on our team can provide consultation on. That urban specialist provides recommendations on treatment options, medication changes or adjustments, interpretation of labs.
This year, Nevada received $5.6 million from the federal government to combat the epidemic. Project ECHO received about $250,000 from that pot to step up efforts. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Awn Gray.